General John Viper Mendez looked up at the knock on his door. Come in. He'd sent his aide home early today, so there was no one to announce visitors. The lieutenant had a new girlfriend, and he still needed to find the perfect Christmas present, so Mendez had told him to go. It was only a week until Christmas, and time was running out for the kid. Thankfully, he had his own perfect gift tucked away for Kat. A beautiful white gold necklace with four shining diamonds, one for each of them and one for each of their children. Though Mendez had never met his son, who died in a car accident as a child, Roman was always on his mind. He wanted Kat to know it too. The office door opened, and his heart flipped in his chest at the sight of the woman standing there, the very pregnant woman with vibrant red hair that grew longer by the day and glowing cheeks that said she'd been out in the cold just a few minutes ago. Kat! He bolted up and hurried to her side. She smiled as he put an arm around her and drew her close. What are you doing here, Solnishka? You should be resting at home. She rolled her eyes. Johnny, you cannot be that forgetful. It took him a second. Her coat was buttoned up, but he realized that she had a cocktail dress on beneath it. Oh. That's right, mister. We are invited to President and Mrs. Campbell's private gathering at the White House tonight. Your suit will be here in a minute. Ghost went to fetch it for me. You didn't drive yourself, did you? I'm pregnant, not helpless. He knew better than to push her further, but hell, she was his entire world, and the thought of something happening to her out there on slick roads, or any roads, was more than he could bear. He'd already lost her once, and lost the son he'd never known, and he wasn't going to let it happen again.
The White House was a beautiful building at any time, but especially so at Christmas. Kat and Johnny were admitted after undergoing a security check and then ushered to the second floor central hall, which was part of the private quarters the president and his wife occupied. President Preston H. Campbell III was a handsome man with iron gray hair and a booming laugh. He came over to greet them personally. His wife Helena joined him, hugging Kat and asking when she was due. The 31st, Kat said. New Year's Eve. Oh my, Helena Campbell exclaimed, taking her elbow gently. I think we'd better get you to a chair. Kat laughed. I feel fine, really. And she did. It was no picnic having a baby at nearly 44 years of age, but she had always been exceptionally fit. She'd exercised regularly during her pregnancy, jogging right up until the doctor had told her not to anymore. Now she walked, doing at least 2 miles a day on her treadmill. You look fabulous, I might add, Helena said. Still, please humor me. Come and talk to my daughter, Grace. She's due in April. Though I suppose you already know that since Garrett works for your husband. Yes, ma'am, I do, Kat said as she accompanied Helena over to where Grace sat with one of her sisters. Charity, Kat thought. Oh, please, call me Helena tonight. Yes, ma'am. Helena, Kat finished, laughing. Mrs. Mendez, Grace said with a smile as they approached. I'm so glad you and the general could make it. Introductions were made. It was indeed Charity sitting with Grace. And then Kat took a seat with the women, accepting a virgin cranberry spritzer from a waiter. Your mother has made me call her Helena tonight, she said. I think you should call me Kat. Grace smiled. Okay, then. Kat?